Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I was talking to a friend of mine from Los Angeles over the weekend, and I heard something very interesting. Very interesting. If you're a person who travels a lot, like Brad Blanks.
Oh, yeah.
And airports a lot. You know, they have those charging towers now.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to use those.
You plug your phone in.
Yeah.
Well, the Los Angeles district attorney put a tweet out last week that whatever you do, don't use those charging stations at airports or malls, because there's a bunch of criminals out there who somehow they have some kind of mini computer and they hack into you. They actually put the malware into your phone, and they can download everything you have in there.
Yeah, they issued that warning back in the beginning of the summer, but so many people.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Actually, you get to the airport and you're always in a rush, you know? And then if you have a few spare minutes, you want to charge up before you get on board. And
I plug mine in all the time. Use your own charging cord and plug it in an outlet.
Yeah.
Right. But then you have to have the outlet adapter. See, and the beautiful thing about those charging towers is you just need to have the one single cord.
The, like, USB cord or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can they download your photos?
They can do whatever they want. All of those randy pictures of
you and Prince Andrew.
Yeah. I know.
I know.
Here's how it works.
A computer
is concealed within the kiosk or cables left plugged in that are programmed to automatically pair up with smartphones when they're plugged in. The rogue computer can then freely access all the info stored on, you know, an iPad or an iPhone, passwords, emails, address books, photos, text messages, can even do a full backup on your phone, all which can be accessed by the criminals.
Wow.
So that's a bulletin. I guess it's been around for a while, obviously, if you heard about it
in the summer. Yeah, but I think
I missed it.
They're trying to, like, really push it again, because whenever there's a big travel season, they try to get that info out because they have not been able to stop it. Scary. We carry so much info on our phones.
I'm going to take it seriously now that I've learned it from Scott.
Yeah, you didn't take it from me.
Yeah.
I did it in the news. No one listens to the news here.
What?
Well, I didn't. I work here and I just missed it.
When Super Shannon says it, I listen, Patty.
I love your news, but I just missed that. And I'll tell you what.
Yes, you love it.
Every time I travel, I plug mine in that little tower.
Oh, you do? You're a plugger.
Yeah.
You're a plugger.
Not anymore.
Let me ask you this.
What?
They now have those exact same charging setups right at your seat on the train and the plane. Have they figured out a way to hack those too?
I don't think so. They said malls and airports is what they're saying. So I'm not sure about the other, but I think it's a safe bet.
But they have them everywhere. I mean, restaurants have them.
Hospitals have them.
They even put them in the golf carts now. The new golf carts have a charging little plug you can go in.
Oh, boy.
Not that everybody.
I don't think at the golf
rides club. Around.
In the golf course, are they hacking into your?
7:37 here at CBS FM. As you know, the Tournament of Champions came to a climax on Friday night. And the winner was James Holzhauer. I thought I'd get the impressions of Jason Block the Cuckoo Clock, our game show expert. What'd you think about it?
It was very, very, it was great. It was really fun because I am not here necessarily to praise James. I'm also here to praise Emma Holtow. Batcher, excuse me.
Ooh, they're together.
Is that breaking news?
No, it's me not having enough coffee. That's what that is.
Because we should mention that to James's wife.
Yeah, I know. She had the highest non-winning score in the history of the Tournament of Champions. She had $65,000 over the two-day final, and she was the only one to outscore him in two out of three matches that they played against each other. And she gave him a fight. I mean, and also our friend from New Paltz, New York, Francois Barkham, the teacher.
He didn't do anything.
Well,
don't even mention his name.
Fine, I won't mention his name.
Good Lord.
But
you won $5,000.
Yeah, I know. But
chicken feed.
Yeah, I know. And if you guys didn't see it, it'll be on the Jeopardy YouTube channel for the next week. The finals, both the two-day finals are on.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say anybody wanted to see it already.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people, you know, you never know. But
let me, just a second here.
Yeah.
I know you said she won a lot of money. She won $65,000 in 2 days. But
yeah,
my boy James won $76,000. It wasn't a one-day tournament.
I know. It wasn't a one-day tournament. And if he would have gotten the question wrong on Friday night about Japan and Russia, she would have actually won. Believe it or not.
But she didn't. All right.
But you know, James was...
Give him a little credit, will you?
I will. He was spectacular. And
all
right. I don't know what's going to happen to him next, but maybe, hopefully in May, him versus Brad Rutter versus Ken Jennings. That would be awesome.
For those of you who don't know, those are the money-makingest two guys, right?
Brad Rutter and Ken Jennings are the two highest money makers in the history of Jeopardy, yes. And also, what was really cool is that there was that play-along we talked about for the Lust Garden Center.
Right.
It's raised over $50,000 for charity.
That's awesome.
To help, they're sending that to help research pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. And, that was great stuff. And by the way, I don't know if you also heard about that, Pat Sajak is still out as Jeopardy host. Sorry, Wheel of Fortune. Boy, I'm really screwing up this morning.
All right, Emma Holtower.
Yeah, there you go. Because of an intestinal blockage. And we also, Vanna White is still hosting right now.
Yeah, but she hasn't started hosting yet, has she?
No, she has. They've been filming it.
They've been filming it.
Yeah, I know they're doing it, but that doesn't
December
count.
December 9th
Because I can't see it yet.
You're right.
Yeah, it'll be in a couple of weeks you'll see her hosting, yeah.
I'll watch this to see her.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll
see how
fun.
She does. All right, Jason, thank you. Good job, man, except for the whole tower.
Yeah, well, like
except
said.
You got Emma married to James now.
Yeah, that was.
See you later.
Yeah, I guess later.
Goodbye. We're talking about Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you what, after they fixed his hair and put him in that red cardigan sweater and he's got the sneakers on,
they did a lot of interesting makeup. I was watching them get him ready on TV the other night.
He looks like him.
Yeah, he does.
There was a piece in Parade magazine yesterday. Yeah, I still read that.
Mm-hmm.
About him.
Uh-huh.
And they asked him, what was the hardest thing about playing Mr. Rogers? He said, slowing down, finding the cadence and the tempo, because so much of making movies is a pressure-filled thing. You're going to stay 10 minutes late. You're always trying to get a shot before you lose the location. You're always just trying to get through it. That's completely different to what Mr. Rogers was all about.
Well, we saw that in the documentary. He would just speak, and he would show somebody things like how to screw in a light bulb. And he would say, now you take this, and you place it in here, and then you turn. And you're going as an adult. Okay. Let's move it along. Put the light bulb in. But
thing,
it was so beautiful.
They actually,
for children.
They actually shot the Tom Hanks movie
mm-hmm.
in Pittsburgh at WQED-TV. That's the same studio that Mr. Rogers shot in.
Yep.
Good.
And I don't know. Patty recommended that I go see the documentary, and I did see it, and I thought it was great. And, of course,
it's beautiful.
Like Patty, I shed a couple of tears. It's very... It's heart-wrenching in a way.
And inspiring.
Yeah.
You didn't realize what he went through as a kid, and that was really added to the story because he understood children so well because he'd gone through difficulties himself.
Oh, he's lucky that they didn't have the internet then with all these haters on there because he went through a period where people were not happy with him.
Well, even at his funeral, there were protesters.
Leave Mr. Rogers alone, you jackasses.
Agreed.
Sad.
He weighed 143 pounds consistently, 143, the same numbers in the words, I love you.
Yeah, that was his thing. He loved
I don't think he did that on purpose.
He did. No, he did. Was really...
Always stayed at 143?
Yeah, he would swim laps, and he would weigh himself, and he was very proud that he maintained 143 because of that relationship to those words.
I bet this movie does well.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Hanks lived it.
He
turned into him, you know, as far as the look goes. He really did. I got a quick DA of the day. This is something special here, folks.
Oh.
The DA of the day. Of course, it's from Florida. Cops in Fort Pierce pulled over a car driven by Joe Zack. Z-A-K, 37 years old. The car did not pause at a stop sign. So they saw it and they pulled him over. And he had an open can of Budweiser between his legs.
Perfect.
And they looked around. They found a clear baggie with crack cocaine. Police asked Joe Zack about the baggie. He said, "That's not mine. The wind must have blown it into my car."
Oh, well, that's an explanation.
All right, Zach, man. Yeah, that's his defense.
Okay.
Either the police planted it or the wind blew it into my car. That's not mine. They booked him into the St. Lucie County Jail, later released on bond. This is CBS FM. I want to say good morning to a retired NYPD police officer by the name of David Coslow Jr. Got a shield number, 3568. He's in Eastchester. He's kind enough to write a wonderful note to us. I want to say thanks to Scott, Patty, Sue, John, Brad, Louie, and the rest of the crew. When you talk about the NYPD, I can hear the hints of thankfulness and appreciation in your voice tone when you do that. He said, "As a token of our appreciation to all of you, accept this plaque. It's an ode to the NYPD police officer."
Wow.
It's very nice, very kind of this gentleman. Thank you, David. We do appreciate it. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a beautiful plaque. See,
it's gorgeous.
Wow.
Oh,
put it up in the studio. It says, "You yell at me, you insult me, you even hold demonstrations about me, but I will still come to your aid. Some of my colleagues left me behind. They're off to other agencies. They say better pay, better conditions, and safer conditions. I will still come to your aid. Family plans after work, missed another event. The spouse mad again. I will still come to your aid."
Mm.
And that's the thing. I mean, I know people focus on some of the cops that aren't the best behavior, you know, some of the people in every business. You have people who don't live up to what they're supposed to be living up to.
And it's important to point that out, that because those people need not to be a part of that, because there are so many, many wonderful police officers out there, and those are the ones we support.
I'll tell you what, if I had a job and I walked out that door in the front door, and my family didn't know whether I was going to make it home or not.
Right.
That's a lot of freaking pressure.
No kidding.
Nobody. All these people sitting around there with all these demonstrations and the stupid signs, they don't know anything about that job. You don't know what kind of...
These kids throwing water on these police officers. I mean, taunting them. Where's the support from the rest of the city?
Well, and you know, and of course the numbers show, twice as many police officers have committed suicide in this country this year as have died in the line of duty.
Because of the people that try to create the hatred towards them.
It's just, the pressure is amped up even more.
Are there bad eggs? Of course. There's a few, but that's a minute number.
Right.
It's just terrible when the guys... You walk around and somebody spits on you and nothing they can do about it.
No.
It's not fun at all. And the people that they deal with, you don't know. Most people have no idea. And then when they put him in a courtroom, oh, they're nice. They're really sweet. I apologize. They cry and all that. They weren't crying when they were trying to kill the guy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, my friend. That's very nice of you. I'll show you this letter, Patty. It's very kind.
Yeah.
Thank you, David. We do appreciate it. Radio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brad Blanks talking to John Krasinski. Now, he was on The Office with Steve Carell,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just counting his money.
He's a huge movie star.
Big movie star. Yeah, the horror film. You would have saw that, Scott. You're a big horror movie.
Which one was he in?
They couldn't speak during the entire film. You barely ever heard any words spoken.
Is it Quiet Place?
A Quiet Place.
Oh,
and they're doing another one. They're doing a reboot. Not a reboot, but a
So he wrote and directed it?
Mm-hmm. That movie cost like $20 million to make, and it made $200 million.
Yeah.
And his wife was in it with him.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's fabulous.
You got a little something in the bank then.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful wife. They live in Brooklyn. Yeah, they probably take their kids to school. Emily Blunt.
Yeah. What's he doing now?
So he's season two of Jack Ryan. It's on Amazon Prime. This show's great if you love the Tom Clancy novels. And he plays Jack Ryan, sort of a intelligent spy.
Let's see what happens when Brad runs into John Krasinski.
John, how are you, mate? You going well?
It's going great. Yeah, thank you.
When you were a young man, did you ever think that you would become an international spy, you know, the Jack Ryan?
Imagine if I said yes. That would be the most pretentious, awful thing. No, Jack Ryan was one of those characters that was easy to look up to because he was a real guy. He didn't have superpowers. He didn't wear a cape. He was just using his brain and got a lot done. I think it's one of those heroes that you really do believe as a kid you could be, you know? And so to actually be here now is very surreal.
In Venezuela, you're taking it on there. There's a lot of you're getting into more arm wrestling.
Yeah, just arm wrestling. That's what the whole show. Yeah, it's just an arm wrestling. That's what every episode is.
Bit of James Bond stuff here. You are a romantic.
Yes, just less sex. There's a lot less sex for Jack Ryan, but that's okay.
I've got to say, Steve Carell's entering the streaming world. You're the king of streaming as well. Is this great that people around the world are watching The Office? You know, how does that feel?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that. You know, I thought that when we left the show, it was as big a show as I certainly have ever experienced, and now the fact that it's 50 times bigger doesn't make any sense. The fact that 4-year-olds are telling me their favorite episodes rather than 40-year-olds.
What do they say about you and Pam?
They're fans.
Well, I cried.
Okay, good.
Great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what I want to get you? A bullhorn.
You know a bullhorn?
Why? Well, when you're doing one of those interviews, it'd be so cool if you went like this. Well, you people, shut up! I'm doing an interview.
Right. Well, that's the whole purpose of the red carpet.
That'd be funny though. Yeah.
Ambient noise.
That's a battle.
Brad, you scared the hell out of me.
And they've never let him come back.
They could never come back. Yeah. Remember, this whole job of doing red carpet started because I wanted to drink free beer and eat free finger food at the parties
and
afterwards.
I said, whatever, Brad.
Yeah,
go
that's
on.
Right. Go and get in there.
Just make sure you come back with some
audio. Yeah, but he's a great guy, Krasinski. What a career he's had.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, if he's got all that, money coming in from that horror movie, right?
Yeah.
And the office money.
The office money alone.
That's what
these people go for. They always want to be in a sitcom or a show that goes syndicated.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do anything.
But now it's not syndicated. Now you want it to be streamed.
Streamed, right.
On Netflix. Yeah,
that's absolutely.
Even more lucrative.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.